not endorse and is in no way responsible to any claims made during this broadcast.
WRXR, Rossville, Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, racing talk radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Happy Monday to you. It is indeed time for another Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105 and presented to you by Optimize You. And I tell you what, this is part of the show that normally I get excited about because it's the intro. We're just kicking things off. We talk a little bit about what's going on the weekend, but then, Sean, we get to recap a really cool race. Today, we get to recap the Daytona 500. However, Mother Nature has decided that we're not going to run the Daytona 500 until today, and it is actually happening right now as we talk. So, welcome into the program today, sort of a semi-simulcast here of the race, and we'll keep you in real time exactly what's going on, as now Joey Logano leads the race and continue to talk about all the things you need to know in and around the garage area in NASCAR. So sit back, relax. It ought to be a fun, albeit unique, edition of Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Happy Monday. I am Casey, and alongside me, with a much better view of the big screen, by the way, and that is duly noted, it is none other than Sean Whitfield of the Whitfield Media Group. Hey, buddy.
Hey, good afternoon. I do have a little bit better view of the big screen, don't I?
You know, you... And I'm cool with it because you...
We may have to move you to another location here in the Optimize You studio.
You touch all the buttons, so I'm okay. And plus, it's your studio. So I've always been okay with you sitting at the head of the table, even though I'm over here kind of at the kids' table. However, when TV's going on, it is a little more difficult. Like, I have to strain my neck to watch Justin Haley push Joey Logano into the lead again. Oh, David Gilliland is back. So listen, there's a lot of action going on that you have a better view at.
Well, there's something that Roger Penske and I have in common. Do you know what that is?
Gray hair.
We're both known as the captain.
Oh.
You know, it's like I'm at the head of the table, head of the studio table here, and all the controls. I got all the screens and monitors here in front of me. And so I'm like the captain today.
You know what? The only difference is he's been known that for a long time, and you've been known that for exactly 30 seconds now.
Well, the only difference between me and Roger Penske,
the Captain Whitfield,
are our financial statements. His has a whole lot more zeros
than
mine.
How many times could he buy and sell us if he really needed to? Yes. The captain has many more zeros than both.
I believe he could buy this radio station and not even miss the money.
He wouldn't know he had it. Absolutely. Couch cushion money.
Oh, goodness. Well, it has been a interesting weekend at Daytona. Temperatures have been on the cool side, and it's been a whole lot of rain going on down there, which, you know, that's something that oftentimes is to be expected about this time of the year, or about any time of the year in the east coast of Florida. However, one thing that sort of surprised me a little bit that I didn't know when it comes to some Daytona trivia is this is only the third time that the Daytona 500 has been rained out and had to be run on a different day.
It happened several years ago. There was a Monday night Daytona 500, if you remember. Mm-hmm. And we'll get to this story in a little bit, but that was the Juan Pablo Montoya jet dryer incident, jet truck that actually made the race last so long that it actually finished up Tuesday morning. So the Daytona 500 went into Tuesday. It took so long to get everything together. But yeah, I was thinking the same thing. As unpredictable as Florida weather is, we've been very lucky when it comes to the Daytona 500. And when we were texting back and forth yesterday about, you know, it being moved to Monday.
Wait. What, you said texting back and forth?
When you texted me yesterday.
Because I was beginning to
about it being moved.
I was about to call you yesterday and go, hey, dude, are you still alive?
Listen.
Can I just get a thumbs up or something?
All right, I'll start thumbs up again. I missed a lot yesterday. Anyway, So we've been very fortunate, and it was just such a, you know, I'm used to NASCAR races being rain delayed, but I wasn't ready for this one to be. It was a letdown because I was really looking forward to watching yesterday.
Yeah, I was as well. I was very disappointed in the entire afternoon. I thought, man, this is a bummer. I was really looking forward to this. There's no football going on this weekend, no other sport that's going on that I have an interest in. And here is the Daytona 500. It's our Super Bowl of NASCAR, and we're not even going to be able to see it today. Another thing that caught my attention about this Daytona 500, it makes it a little bit unusual, different, special, all those adjectives. It's the largest purse in motorsports history. Do you know what the total purse is?
$2.5 million.
$2.5 million.
I don't know.
Over $28 million.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. So, a lot of money's going to be paid today. Of course, we're in stage two right now. There is 31 of 65 laps. Todd Gilliland is the leader. In second, Martin Truex Jr. Third is Joey Logano. Fourth is Tyler Reddick. And in fifth is Austin Cindric.
Yeah, you know, typical restrictor plate racing. As soon as you say the name, the positions change. But you do have to say Justin Haley so far had a great race. Josh Berry, new in the number four car, seems to have been up front quite a bit. Still pulling for Anthony Alfredo, Sean. That was going to be one of my fun names to give you updates on, but he's out there. And it hasn't been as good a day for some of the other guys that we're used to.
Austin Dillon heading to the garage early.
Yeah, Austin heading to the garage. I was hoping Jimmy Johnson may be able to wave his magic wand and get around Daytona pretty well, but that didn't seem to be happening. Now, Michael McDowell, our buddy, a friend of the program that's been on the show before.
Yeah, he's really doing well.
Was up well, but now he's gone a lap down, Sean.
Oh, has See, he?
That, as soon as you think it's going well, it's going bad. Well, but not only was he doing that, he was leading by a pretty good little
Well, market. And then one of the most important things you're leaving out is he was on the front row of today's race.
Yeah, it's going fast.
Number two.
The Loves car knows how to get where it's going.
You know, this came out just a day or so ago. Loves has been a sponsor with Front Row Motorsports, I think, since 2013. And I forgot how many years Michael McDowell's been racing with them. He's been there a long time. He may have been there since 2013. I don't know. I hadn't looked at the stats. However, good news for Front Row Motorsports. Every year, their deal with Loves has been a year-by-year-by-year deal. So from one year to the next, they haven't had that security and peace of mind. Loves has just signed a multi-year sponsorship deal with them.
Oh, finally. Good for them.
So that gives you some peace of mind as a team owner.
So I want to say, and I could be very wrong, but I think Loves is an Oklahoma company, or at least they've got roots where they started there. I do not know this to be true, but I love going to Loves. All right, they're big. They're usually clean bathrooms. Mm-hmm. They're always somewhere. I want to say the world's smallest Loves is in Ardmore, Oklahoma, my hometown.
Oh, really?
Because it's one of the original ones, and it's basically just a normal gas station, but it's a Loves.
Oh, really?
So if you're ever tootling through there, but you can still get Robertson's beef jerky, which is sold at all Loves, and which is made about 5 minutes from my dad's house, just right down the road.
Oh, goodness.
In Marietta, Oklahoma. There you had it.
You know, my wife loves jerky. Every time we head to Atlanta.
Some could say she likes jerks.
Oh, is that it? You must know some of her ex-boyfriends. Thankfully, she's not listening right now since she's on a newscast on TV. But nevertheless, every time we go to Atlanta, we got to stop by Bucky's.
Oh, gosh.
And have you seen their selection of jerky?
That's a bunch.
And she'll usually get about $30 to $40 worth of jerky. And I have no interest in it whatsoever, but she's a big fan. And every time I think about her getting jerky, I think about you used to make that stuff.
You know what? I won't make it for you, but I will make it for her.
You haven't made any in years, have you? You just hadn't been on the giving spirit?
Just hadn't made any. It's a process, but I need to because I keep getting asked about it. So maybe this is the year I bust the old dehydrator out, and I would make sure Mrs. Whiphill got some.
Well, for a while there, you did that on a regular basis.
Yeah, I had it going. It's awesome, but the more you make, the more people want. And then,
so all your friends think you don't love them
and
anymore.
Then pretty soon that's all you're doing, and then your entire house and all your clothes smell like jerky, and that's I was trying to avoid that.
Yeah. Well, before we dive into all the things there is going to be to talk about regarding the Daytona 500, want to find out, good weekend other than we didn't have a race yesterday?
Yeah, it was a great weekend. Got a little golf in. It was cold, but I still
played.
You
got some golf in.
Me and Mrs. Orr watched
it. It was rain Saturday, wasn't there?
Sunday morning.
Oh, so you played yesterday.
Yeah.
It wasn't too soggy?
No, it was all cold. It was frozen.
I was going to say, it's too cold.
Played really well. If I could putt, I would have beat my personal best, but that's neither here nor there. And then got to
How'd you get permission to go play golf?
I get to go on Sunday mornings, brother.
Oh, you do?
As long as we go to church Saturday, and I get up, and I go really early Sunday. So I was home by noon and was still able to do all my chores.
So as long as you're home by noon, you can get permission.
I still do all my chores.
And she's still happy.
And I just don't have to hear about it. So you know how it is. So,
well, it sounds like you've got that figured out.
Well, you know, 17 years, you get an inkling every now and again.
After 17 years, you finally figured it out?
Well, someday you'll get to 17 and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
You know, I may not even be alive 17 years from now.
But anyway, I don't know. But then we got to hang out and just kind of, you know, did our normal thing, got ready for the work day Monday. But Chris, my lady and I watched a show on Netflix. We watched three episodes on Saturday, three episodes on Sunday. It's called The Tourist. It's one of those action things, but you never really know who done it or what happened until the very end. So that was kind of fun.
You didn't watch the NASCAR documentary?
I did not.
Wow. I thought you would have done that if you were on Netflix.
You think Mrs. Orr,
wife watched it with me.
Let's see what Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is up to.
My wife watched it with me.
Well, because y'all still love each other. Okay, 17 years. Remember, it's a little different.
We still want to hang out together.
Yeah, exactly.
Matter of fact, I've talked to three people that typically don't even pay attention to NASCAR that have watched that. And all three, I got great reviews from two, and the third one, they were good. They weren't great. They said, you know, by about the third episode, we were kind of going, okay, we've had enough of this. But, if somebody out there listening, if you hadn't seen the NASCAR documentary on Netflix, check it out. It's worth your time. I kind of had a lazy weekend. Normally,
oh no, what?
Yeah, normally on the weekends, I'm all about getting things done and being productive. And excuse me, I didn't really get a whole lot done. I managed to get to the gym, but as far as some of those chores at home and things like that, I feel bad, feel guilty that I didn't get those accomplished.
Every now and again, you know, lazy stuff is good for your soul. Sometimes you've just got to take a break and not do much. And I'll tell you what, this weekend was, when I use these words, it was sneaky cold. Like you look outside and the sun's shining, you're like, oh, it's so pretty. And you walk outside mm-hmm. and you go, oh, good Lord. And so days like that, it's easy to kind of do nothing, but you feel bad because you feel like you should be doing something.
Yeah, and when I was looking at the extended forecast early part of last week for the weekend, it didn't look like the weather was going to be all that good as far as temperatures go. And so that's why I was even looking more forward to the Daytona 500 yesterday, because I thought, you know, you can't do anything outside. Why not just spend the day in front of the TV enjoying a great race?
Yeah, it's like chilly and sweatpants kind of day.
Yeah, and so I was, like I say, I was a little disappointed, and so I just decided that hey, I'm not going to do much of anything, which I didn't.
105 laps, so a little over halfway done in the Daytona 500. Todd Gilliland still with the lead ahead of second place Martin Truex Jr., Joey Logano, Justin Haley, Tyler Reddick. That is your top five for now, but they will continue to change. Bubba Wallace creeping up in there, having a bit of a run. So I tell you what, Sean, based on our show here, I imagine we're going to get you probably about 150 laps in, maybe 160 of 200, and then everyone will have to race home and turn on the TV.
Yeah, for sure. We've got some drivers, veteran drivers, that have still yet to win a Daytona 500. Three that are the most noteworthy. Name three of the veterans, Casey. A little quick trivia before we have to.
Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch is one.
Martin Truex Jr.
You got it, number two.
And then another veteran.
He's winless in 14 Daytona 500 starts.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Ricky Stenhouse won last year.
I know.
Come on now. He used to drink a lot of Miller Lite.
Brad Keselowski.
Right.
Yeah. Come on, Brad.
You did well, though. Two for
former
one.
Former champion is all you had to say.
Yeah. All right. It's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we are going to dive into more talk about the Daytona 500. Also, too, want to remind you, we are presented to you by Optimize U. You can find them online at OptimizeUChattanooga.com. That's OptimizeUChattanooga.com. And also, you can check out our website and all of our past shows at RacingTalkRadio.com. That's RacingTalkRadio.com. A lot more NASCAR to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies. Listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program. It's Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105. It's a little more techno 105 right now, though.
That's not
is
techno.
Is this a rock song, Sean?
That's Rob Zombie.
You listen to all this newfangled new rock. What is this?
Wait a minute. This is not new rock. This has been around a long time.
I've heard this one before. It's good. Anyway, Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, brought to you by Optimized U. And today, normally recapping the weekend's race, we would be talking about the Daytona 500, except the Daytona 500 is currently underway. Another round of pit stops happening about halfway through stage two, or 20 laps to go in stage two. Kyle Busch, your current race leader, ahead of Kyle Larson, Ryan Blaney, and Anthony Alfredo into the top five. Sounds more like a character that some marketing company came up with to try to get you to eat pasta, you know. But anyway.
Is his first name Fettuccine?
There you have it. However, pit cycles are populating, and it's a restricted plate race. What does anything really mean anyway until the last 30 laps? There you have the Daytona 500 going on right now. Next week, Sean, hopefully not rain delayed, but the guys in the Cup Series are going to be right down the road. They are heading to Atlanta Motor Speedway for the Ambetter Health 400. That's coming up this Sunday, and then we'll be back next Monday to talk about it. Unless it's rain delayed, then we'll just continue to simulcast. Let's just get NASCAR to do Monday races, you and I simulcast, get a couple TVs in here watching us watch the race. It's like the Manning cast, except just for NASCAR.
And our popularity would just go even higher than it already is.
Tens and tens of people would tune in.
Tens and tens. That's probably only when it was on the cameras on you. I think the TV ratings are going to probably go pretty well today, don't you? Monday broadcast.
It's the only thing going on, but Monday races, everyone's home. Who's watching it right now besides you and I?
Well, it was President's Day, number one. Ah. So
anybody that has a
government job or a lot of other professional jobs, or you're in the fence business, you had today off.
Every day is a holiday in the fence business. I was very busy today. I was all over the place.
From the looks of the crowd at the Daytona 500,
lots of people decided to stick around.
It looks like a full house. I was watching some videos of the pre-race ceremonies, and the entire start-finish line and the whole infill area between pit road and the entire front stretch was full of people. So from the looks of what we're seeing on NASCAR on Fox, nobody went home.
Yeah.
And everybody decided to stay.
I think a lot of people did have the day off of work today, thinking they'd be traveling home today, but instead they just said, well, what the heck? Let's get the hotel for another night and party on.
You know, years ago, it seemed like President's Day wasn't observed by that many people, but now it seems like a lot of your big companies are having that as a holiday or paid holiday.
Well, so many people work from home. It's like, I don't know if it's that big a deal. And listen, it's President's Day. And the way that politics is going these days, you're basically taking the day off in honor of people you don't like.
Yeah.
Listen, the last 50 years, if you've been president, you've been cussed up and down 8 ways to Sunday. So,
Hey, do you have the entire, on your computer there, do you have the entire lineup all the way from, what I'm after is 20 through 40. Do you have, because what I'm seeing here on the TV screen is only 1 through 20. And by the way, Kyle Larson just took the lead. Second place, Chase Elliott. Third, Ron Blaney. Fourth, LaJoy. And fifth, William Byron.
Yeah, everything is cycled through. So starting in about 20th, you've got Tyler Reddick's back there. So is Chase Briscoe. Denny Hamlin not having a great day. Let's see.
Where's Jimmy Johnson?
Jimmy Johnson, 35th. So we really need Jimmy.
And where is Michael McDowell?
Michael McDowell is 6 laps down in 36th. Gosh. So he had some issues.
I hate to
Jimmy
hear
Johnson,
that.
4 laps down. That is a bummer. Hmm. Come on, Jimmy.
And that's something I wanted to talk about for just a moment is Jimmy Johnson. He just barely made it into the Daytona 500.
He
had to race his way in. And he just barely was able to achieve that.
You and Jimmy's beard look very, very similar.
What, all gray?
Just, yes, weathered.
Is that what it is? I'm fixing to get rid of this, by the way. I'll have a clean face next time you see me. But I was thinking about this morning as I was driving into the office. I was thinking, I am not happy at all about Jimmy Johnson running however many races he's running this year, I think 6 or 7, because when Jimmy decides to not race anymore, I want to be able to remember the Jimmy Johnson that was in the 48 car that was winning races and winning championships. I don't want to remember the Jimmy Johnson that tried to come back and rekindle his career to some extent, couldn't even hardly make races, had to race his way into the Daytona 500, and a guy that's probably today going to be X number of laps down and is going to possibly be in the 30s as far as finishing order goes. That's not the way I want to remember Jimmy Johnson, and that's where it's headed.
So let me ask you this, because this is going to draw a great parallel to another sporting thing that happened this weekend. Tiger Woods, the greatest golfer of our generation, right? You can argue greatest ever, but obviously the dude that he was the man during the last 25 years. He played in a tournament this year or this last weekend.
He, and he even bailed out Friday.
He is down to about 5 to 6 events a year, if we're lucky. Only made it a round and a half into the weekend. Now, he did have to withdraw because he was sick and wasn't feeling good. But some people have also speculated that's just a cover because he's injured. And it was covering for an injury. Doesn't matter, but he wasn't able to perform up with the guys that were leading the tournament. So is it – but here's the thing. Eyeballs still tune in because it's still Tiger Woods. Now, I don't know that Jimmy Johnson has the same draw, obviously, as Tiger, but he's still one of the sport's all-time greats. Yeah. And is it – does the benefit of getting to go to a race and say you got to see Jimmy Johnson out there, even though he wasn't at his best, getting to go to a golf tournament and say, man, I got to see Tiger, even though it was towards the end, is that still – cool, is that still a benefit to your everyday fan as opposed to, man, if you ain't challenging for wins, get out of here?
I see your point, and I still lean on the side of, Jimmy, you need to walk away while we remember you the way we do. We don't need to remember you in history as the guy that couldn't make races, was at the back of the pack, and couldn't even run competitively. Here's a prime example, Darrell Waltrip. When I think of Darrell Waltrip, I don't think about all the wins he had. I don't think about the championships he had. I think of him trying to own his own race team, driving the Western Auto car, the number 17, and struggling and struggling and struggling to do well in NASCAR. He should have left the sport several years before he did. And then we could remember Darrell Earnhardt that way. Darrell Waltrip, excuse me. Or a lot of us only remember Darrell Waltrip as the analyst broadcaster on television.
Yeah, that's how
for NASCAR on Fox. They don't even think about his racing career.
I think what Jimmy's doing is different because it's you don't want to see guys out there trying to compete and they can't. Jimmy, this is an appreciation tour. Hey, I'm going to...
Yeah, but he's already had that.
I'm going to get out and race when I can. I'm doing it just for the love of the game. I'm Jimmy Johnson. I don't have anything to prove. I'm kind of okay with that. But it's the guys that, you know, the Troy Aikman in his last year at quarterback, the Richard Petty in his last year as a NASCAR driver, the Shaq his last year as an NBA player. Like, hey, man, you really can't compete at the level you used to. Trying to make a full-time go of it is probably – that's what I don't want to remember him by. But I don't mind that the – if Jeff Gordon wanted to run in the Daytona 500 just one last time, I think that's a cool story. I don't mind the exhibition type thing.
Yeah, but Jeff Gordon could probably get the job done.
Oh, my God.
He could probably get the job done. Plus, he would be driving Hendrick Motorsports.
Oh, so
he's
this
got
is,
the equipment. That's another thing. Jimmy Johnson still is with an organization that doesn't have the funding and the equipment to go with it. Now, we're hoping to see big things out of them this year with Toyota.
He's trying to help out a team that doesn't otherwise have their – are you angry at him for trying to help out a team?
Yeah, but when Jimmy's going to come in almost dead last today, he's what, 5 laps down, you said a moment ago?
He could get 5 lucky dogs.
I mean, that's not – I admire the professional athletes that go out – on their terms, but they go out at a time in their career to where this is how they were remembered. They were remembered to be one of the best at their game at that time. Here, Jimmy Johnson is the only Hall of Fame driver driving today in the Daytona 500, and he's in 30-something place, and he's multiple laps down. Now, that's not a good look for Jimmy Johnson. In the Daytona 500.
I don't think Jimmy Johnson trying to get out and race the Daytona 500 is going to tarnish in any way, shape, or form his legacy except for weirdos like you. Let's face it. He's got nothing to prove.
Here is the
he's
only
Jimmy
reason.
Freaking Johnson.
Here's the only reason that I would be in favor of Jimmy racing today. Carvana is his primary sponsor, and that's a big company. I'm sure they're laying some jack down on the table for that sponsorship. Is if he was doing this for the benefit and the glory of bringing in a lot of revenue of sponsorship dollars for the company, which was going to help the entire company.
There you go.
Number one. And number two, if Toyota stepped up to the table and said, listen, we're not only thrilled to death to have you guys this year, but you're going to help us so much because we're like the lonely guys on the super speedways Toyota has been in the past. The more Toyotas we got on the track, the better our odds are of being able to work together and run in Toyota packs. That to me is the only reason why you're doing it for the team. But if you're not doing it for that, it's sad to me. It's sad to see 7-time Cup champion out there laps down, just barely made it into the race, and he's in the 30s.
I think you're reading. No,
it's a disappointing day.
This is, I'm a legend. I got nothing to prove. Let me see if I can help this team make a race, and let's go have some fun. Kyle Busch, your current leader, battling back and forth with Austin Cindric and Sean. 5 laps to go in stage 2, and I think you'll have to agree with me as we've been watching this. It's been a whole lot of you take the lead, I take the lead, let's see who races well. But we are now with 5 laps to go in this stage 2. Things are ratcheting up. Teams are locking on to one another. Kyle Busch just almost got spun out. It is a very tight, conformed pack, and teammates are now pushing one another. You've got Ryan Blaney pushing Austin Cindric out to the lead. Oh, they're trying to go 3 wide. That never works out. Man, restrictor plate racing is so much fun when it gets towards, when it gets towards the end of something and they're racing for something.
You know, we can run down the top 10 right now, and before you can finish the 10th, there's something in there that's already changed.
During the commercial break, I look up. I said, hey, Bubba Wallace is leading. And by the time I look back to you, he was in 5th. So, there we go.
Well, again, we got 4 laps to go in stage 2, 127 laps, so 200 laps of the Daytona 500. And in just seconds ago, we saw Kyle Busch go to the lead. Now we got Kyle Busch back from Austin Cindric. So Daytona 500 is always holding what you expect, and that is plenty of excitement and plenty of fantastic driving on the racetrack. And that's one of the things that makes this race so special. Of course, all of you out there listening today are special because you're joining us during the 500, and we certainly appreciate that. And we're here each and every Monday at 6, and we are presented to you by Optimize You. You can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. More Race and Talk Radio to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, presented by Optimize You. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr here each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information you need to know. And Sean, typically what we do is we take this time to tell you about the race that just happened, and we run down the results, and we give you a points update. We talk about all the things that happened in the race, and then later on in the program, we kind of look at the race coming up next. Well, here we are because of a rain-delayed Daytona 500 having a show in the middle of a race. So the Daytona 500 has just completed stage two. Ryan Blaney was the winner of stage two. They are 132 laps into 200 laps of the race. So stage three remains. And then we will know who the Daytona 500 champion is. And then we can talk about it next week, as we also will recap the race coming up in Atlanta, the Ambetter 400, which is coming up this Sunday. So tune in. We're going to continue to talk NASCAR. We're going to give you some updates. It's kind of a simulcast, I guess you would call it. Or listening to a show while we talk about another show. And we'll see if we can get you primed and ready. So when you get home, you can turn on the tube and see who's going to be your Daytona 500 champion.
I had a buddy of mine in my office this morning. He said, man, what are you going to do later today when you guys are going to be on the radio and the race is going to be going on? He said, how are you going to do that? And I said, well, you know, we're just going to do it like any other show. I said, he said, well, has that ever happened before? And I said, well, actually it has. And I got to thinking, I thought, you know, in 24 years, I think everything that could possibly happen has happened to us. We've had races on while we were on the air. We've had races that back when we were on the air on Thursdays.
The duels
were on many times.
That was fun.
We've had races where the race was over just before we went on the air, and we didn't have time to gather up our information before we went on the air. So
we've had races that didn't happen till Tuesday.
Yeah.
And so the following program, it was like, all right, let's talk about the first race of last week, and then let's talk about the second race of last week.
Yeah. So
it was kind of like, remember a couple of years ago when Pocono just did back-to-back? It was almost like they needed to squeeze both races into a weekend.
Yeah, I'm glad that didn't last long.
So we had to just talk about, like, well, okay, is this Pocono 1 or Pocono 2?
Yeah, for sure. Well, Ron Blaney just won segment 2. We got 68 laps to go in the Great American Race, the Daytona 500. The Daytona 500, Casey, sold out back in June.
Man.
The earliest that it's ever sold out. That just goes to show you that the popularity of NASCAR is going pretty darn well right now.
What does a ticket run to the Daytona 500?
I don't know, but if I'm just guessing, probably in the $120 to $150 price range.
So you would have appreciated the conversation I had today, because it was very much an old man conversation. I was talking to a buddy at work about.
Oh, I'm in the old man
about just how expensive everything is now. Like, if you go, you know, a lot of times I grab a sandwich or I bring my own lunch. But if you, like, let's say you run into McAllister's or wherever, doesn't matter, and just decide to have lunch it's $10 to $15. I mean, like, just to have lunch. And then we're talking about groceries, and then it gets, I mean, you would have loved it. It was just two guys complaining about prices these days. It was right up your alley.
speaking of that in Daytona, for 17 years straight, I was at the Daytona 500. I was down there during speed weeks and all that kind of thing. All that came to an end once I got out of the fuel business and NASCAR world and all that with fuel. And I remember I would usually make two trips back and forth from Chattanooga to Daytona, and typically the hotel minimum for just about any of the hotels over on the beach was a 7-night minimum.
Wow.
Back then, and we're talking 15, 20 years ago now, back then the room rate was running $350 to $400 a night.
Man.
And that was 15, 20 years ago.
That's back when the dollar meant something, Sean.
Yeah. And so I have no idea what it is now, but just think about that then and then think about what it would probably be today.
Well,
and then fuel's up, food's up, just like what you're commenting about.
So what I was getting at is, complaining about how expensive things are. And then you talk about the Daytona 500 selling out. I still contend, and one of the reasons that I think popularity remains is NASCAR is one of the best tickets in town. Sean, if you and I decided to go to Atlanta Motor Speedway next weekend, we can get tickets to a professional sporting event, and we all know how long NASCAR races are and all the cool things that go on there, $55 a piece. Let's say we wanted to bring Evelyn. That'd only be $10 more.
And Evelyn's your daughter, for those
Evelyn's
who don't
my
know.
Daughter. And now, yeah, you got to pay parking, and there's some, depends on if you want to eat and all that. But
at Atlanta Motor Speedway, parking has been free.
Yeah, it's
unless
not
they've
bad
changed
at all.
It.
There are so many hotels around Atlanta. You can still stay somewhere for, $50 a night on up to however.
Yeah, very reasonable.
If you wanted to be fancy for Atlanta. You could stay in the fancy places. But that's the thing is you can still go to a professional sporting event, see the guys doing what they do best on TV, live and in person, which we all know is the best way to see a race, and still not have to decide if you want to send your kids to college or to the race, right? So I think that's kind of one of the areas and maybe one of the advantages of having stadiums that are so big. You have an abundance of tickets and there's always stuff going on. I think that's great for NASCAR that somehow they've still maintained that, prices at a decent level. I mean, the Super Bowl tickets, it used to be a joke how expensive are. Now they're just truly unattainable. Like normal people don't go to the Super Bowl.
A real quick scenario and then we'll move on. I was wanting to go to a Falcons game this past fall. The cheapest Falcons ticket I could find online at their website, I think, was $115. To get good seats, I needed to be in the $200 to $300 range. You can go to a NASCAR race for half of that or much less.
And see every bit of the racetrack.
Yeah, you're right. So you do get a good value with a NASCAR event when you compare it to a lot of professional sports.
Yeah,
very
absolutely.
Fair assessment here. Hendrick Motorsports, they've always been known for many years, Casey, as being the team that ended up on the pole. And we saw Roger Penske, Penske Racing, got their first pole this past weekend for today's race, Joey Logano. However, do you know when the last time Hendrick Motorsports won the Daytona 500, and what driver was it?
The last time Hendrick Motorsports won the Daytona 500, and which driver was it?
I think this is going to surprise you and many of our listeners.
So the obvious answer is Chase Elliott, and that is not going to be correct. So let's go all the way back to the Jimmy Johnson?
No.
No?
It's been 10 years. 2014 is the last time Hendrick Motorsports won the Daytona 500.
Well, that can't be right because 2014 was 2 years ago, Sean. That doesn't sound right at all.
And that was with Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Oh, Jr.
Yeah.
Our ratings just went up. We managed to work Jr. into the program.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. And since then, we've seen JTG Daughtry get a win. We've seen Team Penske get two victories of the Daytona 500, Front Row Motorsports. Joe Gibbs Racing has won three times.
Man.
Along with Richard Childress Racing and Stuart Haas Racing has won. So many times we think of Hendrick Motorsports being the dominant team at Daytona, which there is a little truth
to that.
That's
a dominant team
in
NASCAR.
But when it comes to winning the Daytona 500, that's not a true statement. It's been 10 years.
Well, but there's
10 years today.
There's a certain part of Daytona and just restrictor plate racing in general that you got to be fast enough and have the talent to get up there, and they always have that. But the rest is a bit of a crapshoot. I bet they have come awful close many times in that 10 years, but wrecks, and other things like that have thwarted their plans.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree with that, but it's a bit of a surprise. When I was reading through some material today, I was going to guess it'd been 6 years. I was surprised it was nearly double that. So I was taken back by it a little bit.
But hey, Dale Earnhardt Jr., anytime we get a chance to drop a Dale Earnhardt Jr. reference on the program is good. And let's face it, there's not a lot of times we talk about on the track success for Junior, but awesome.
Of course, we've got Kevin Harvick in the booth today for NASCAR on Fox with Clint Bowyer and Mike Joy. So far, I think Kevin's doing well. He did well last week during the, or 2 weeks ago, for the Gatorade, or for the Budweiser shootout, Gatorade duels the other day. I think it's going to take a little time for him to kind of figure out how to work together and play off one another. But I think so far, I'm going to give Kevin Harvick an A+.
Yeah, doing great. And does Mike Joy ever age? I mean, he's still on it just as much as he ever
was. I think he has done this for 45 years.
Just calls him without even realizing
what
he's doing.
When you go all the way back to his days in radio. We come back, we're going to get you caught up on the Daytona 500. Right now, Austin Cindric is leading. It's under caution, 65 laps to go. But when we come back, we're also going to talk about the NASCAR teams. Has the NASCAR Team Alliance have just hired a top antitrust lawyer on the day of the Daytona 500?
Antitrust talk.
Things are not so happy among NASCAR team owners and NASCAR. We'll talk about that as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Ugh, I'm stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit HatcherFoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr talking to you via, well, the radio, but real time as the Daytona 500. The Great American Race is currently going on because of a rain delay from yesterday. It didn't start racing till 4 o'clock, and they have just started Stage 3 in the Daytona 500. 60 laps to go. Tyler Reddick up front next to AJ Allmendinger. They are 3 wide on the restart. How in the world can this go poorly? But, of course, Sean and I show up each and every Monday to get you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information. Next Monday, we'll also recap what happened at the Daytona 500 and what's going to happen at the race in Atlanta coming up this Sunday. So be sure and stay tuned. And, of course, we come to you every Monday at 6, always presented by our friends over at Optimize U. And I tell you what, Sean, looks like as fast as these guys are going, there's probably some Optimize U fueling some of those race cars right there.
Hey, you can just about bet there's plenty of testosterone in that race today. Of course, broadcasting live from the Optimize U studio. I want to give a big shout out to our buddy Jason Staney.
Oh, J-Bone.
He's got us locked in on Rock 105.
Is he still hanging out with his parents, or has he moved to Nashville yet?
No, he's all about his parents.
No, I mean, his parents are awesome, but like, I think he had plans to like go take Nashville by storm.
Yeah, he's going to take over control of Nashville, I think. But we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. NASCAR tells the AP they've hired a top antitrust lawyer on the eve of the Daytona 500. That's the headlines from the Associated Press. NASCAR teams has hired one of the top antitrust sports lawyers to advise them on the ongoing dispute with the family-owned stock car series, better known as NASCAR. And this antitrust lawyer that they have hired is most recently been known to negotiate and represent Division I college football and basketball players in landmark antitrust case led to the financial stipends for athletes. He's also led the U.S. women national soccer team in a successful fight for equal pay, as well as litigation for current free agency rules with the NBA and the NFL. So this is a guy that knows what he's doing when it comes to the business of sports. Of course, NASCAR has been in negotiations with the team owners, with the Racing Alliance, going on for a couple of years now. And pretty much negotiations have came to a halt. The current team agreement expires at the end of this season. And when NASCAR was working on the 2-year of talks with the TV networks for the deal that they put together last year that begins in 2025, that we've got to say again and mention, $7.7 billion per year in television rights, which was announced in December. Pretty much conversations have sort of faded away with the NASCAR leadership and with the executive branch of the Racing Alliance. This past weekend, Rick Hendrick, Roger Penske, Joe Gibbs, and Michael Jordan, among others, got together for a meeting. They invited NASCAR to come to the meeting. No one from NASCAR even showed up.
Ooh, so let the posturing begin. And Sean, basically, you know, this is all just a story that, let's face it, it's like every other story out there. It's all about the money. You know, the NASCAR teams have charters. They've got this Racing Alliance. NASCAR continues to be more and more expensive, and NASCAR will come out with cost-cutting measures, and then they'll add one. And they'll say, well, we're doing this for the to help the teams, and then they'll do this to cost the teams money. And what it comes down to is these racing teams who, they have charters, but are all independent contractors and all have to go raise their own funds to go racing and then come to NASCAR in order to perform that. They're saying NASCAR's got a monopoly. They're the one that gets all the money. We deserve a bigger piece of the pie. NASCAR is saying, hey, we're NASCAR. It's our money. We will do with it what we would like. And that is every labor agreement that has ever happened ever. It's all about the bigger piece of the pie. You see this happen every couple years with the NBA, every couple years with the NFL. Baseball has had probably the longest going without a strike than all the other major networks. They work together about every 10 years, but it's always posturing, and it's always one side wanting more of the money and the other side trying to hold on to as much of it as they can. Antitrust stuff just means, you know, you're not allowed to have a monopoly. It's the old Sherman Antitrust Act. NASCAR, the guys are saying NASCAR has a monopoly. They own our series.
Matter of fact, Denny Hamlin's even quoted in the story from the AP saying that word, that NASCAR has created a monopoly, and they will just shut you down as far as not willing to have any conversations. And NASCAR there's been studies that have been done that have evaluated NASCAR to other professional sports, and NASCAR is the only professional sports that has to rely majority on sponsorship dollars.
Yeah.
As far as team owners, in order to survive.
Yep. They've got to, it is a very unique structure that NASCAR has. And listen, if you just look at it surface level, yeah, obviously NASCAR has a bit of a monopoly. They own everything and they make you use their stuff. And they say, if you want to be on TV and generate money for your sponsor, you've got to play by our rules. Right. But that's not they're not going to come in and break NASCAR up. This is merely a negotiating ploy to try to get a little bit more money. And Sean, what will happen? NASCAR will eventually give the teams a little more money, not as much as they initially wanted, and everybody will go their separate ways and be happy. Negotiation 101.
Well, I've seldom do I ever say I'm disappointed in something that NASCAR's done, but I'm very disappointed in how NASCAR is handling this, because I would hate to be a team owner and you have to wake up in the off season every year, or you have to go through the stress through the second half of the season wondering if you're going to have sponsors renew their contracts, how many sponsorship dollars are you going to have, because on your shoulders is 400 or 500 people and their families. Are you going to be able to continue to afford and be able to justify the amount of overhead that you're dealing with, because all you have to depend on is a sponsorship? Now, there is a purse that's been given of every race, but the sponsorship is the lifeblood of what keeps a NASCAR team going. And also, another thing that's sort of a slap in the face to the race team executive group and the entire Race Team Alliance is Jim France hasn't even been giving any time of day to attend any of these meetings. And they don't feel like that there's going to be any serious changes made or concessions made or negotiations made unless Jim France is a part of it.
Yeah, that is hard. That's pretty hardcore.
Him being the CEO right there, of NASCAR.
I refuse to even talk to you about this. Yes, and listen, one thing NASCAR, and listen, I know they know this, and this is all negotiating, like I said, but there is, Sean, a limited number of Rick Hendricks. Apparently there's two captains, but there's only one. I've got Roger Penske. Joe Gibbs, there's only one of him. There's a limited number of guys that have the resources and the longevity to field the kind of teams they have. And Sean, there's not a whole lot more of those walking through the door. You know what I mean? So in order for NASCAR to continue to thrive and to continue to bring in new blood and to continue to make it worth the while of these teams to get out there and race, you've got to make it a little more lucrative.
Well, the team owners want to feel like they have something that's worth something other than just the core assets of their properties and all their equipment.
Exactly. So because
just like a franchise in another professional sporting league.
You know what? You could have $10 million worth of racing equipment, but if it's too expensive for any new teams to come in, then guess what? That stuff's essentially worthless, because that's all it's good for is racing in a NASCAR race. So,
well, the charter agreement will expire at the end of the 2024 season. The team alliance, Racing Team Alliance, has tried to have conversations with NASCAR to not only extend the charter agreement, but extend it for the life of the 7-year TV deal. And reports are being given, they won't even consider that. They're wanting to look at 1 and 2 year deals. So I, based on everything that's being reported, I don't understand why NASCAR is wanting to be so greedy. And that's the way it looks to me.
Business, man. The greed is good these days.
But without these team owners, what does NASCAR have?
If you don't get in new blood, then the sport never does evolve, and people stop trying, and then it just, the barrier to entry gets to be too big. And then, it's like I said, when all these titans that have been there forever start retiring, I mean, they're not getting any younger. Where do we go from there?
The Racing Team Alliance candidly admits that NASCAR is willing and allows them to be involved in the governing of the sport as far as in the garage area.
But don't touch my money.
But when it comes to the business side of licensing and the charter agreements and the purse and the TV money, that's where conversations just come to a dead stop. And I this is going to get much worse before it gets better. I mean, here we're already talking about where the Racing Team Alliance is lawyering up with one of the best antitrust lawyers in the country. So this thing is going to be a major topic of news in NASCAR this year. And the more it's talked about and the bigger the story becomes in NASCAR, the bigger the distraction becomes for the competition of NASCAR and the sanctioning body itself.
Well, they will sort something out, because without race teams, you don't have anything to put on TV. And without a TV product, NASCAR doesn't make any money. So this will all get worked out.
The Daytona 500 is still going on. 46 laps to go. Denny Hamlin's in the lead. Second is Corey LaJoie.
That a baby, Corey.
And you can catch it on Fox Chattanooga. So you can listen there, or you can listen to our buddy Alex Hayden on MRN Radio. Kyle Busch is in third. Bale is in fourth. And Bowman is in fifth. All right, Casey, I think that's going to do it for us. Any final words before we go,
let's
sir?
Let's race home so I can catch the end of this race, and we'll have two races to talk about when we get back here Monday.
And don't forget, coming up tonight on FS1 will be the NASCAR Xfinity Series race. So race number two of the NASCAR Xfinity Series will be coming up a little bit later tonight. In the meantime, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. You can find us in podcast form at your favorite podcast platform. Just go to the search bar and search Racing Talk Radio Download. If you've missed any of this broadcast, or you want to go back and listen to past shows, or you want to catch us anytime at your convenience. Also, you can find us at our website at racingtalkradio.com. We'll be back here again next Monday, 6 p.m., right here on Rock 105. And we are presented to you by Optimize You. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group. From the EPB.